Welcome back to our series prediction episode. We have the Oakland Athletics facing off against the Boston Red Sox at home at Fenway. Rejoining me are Jeremy Schilling and Terry Cushman. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Let's go. All right. Perfect. Game one, we have Brian Bayo facing off against Joey Estes. Jeremy, who do you have taking this one?
So, just quickly about the Athletics, 28th in average, 26th in on base, 28th in runs, 18th in slugging. And part of that is because they are fifth in home runs. And I think that's relevant for this game because Bayo, who had a get right start against a terrible Marlins team, is set up to pitch well against a terrible Athletics team. My only concern is earlier in the year when he was pitching better, he still had that one inning where he'd hang a changeup, and the Athletics were one of those teams, by the way. I specifically recall a start out on the West Coast where he pitched well, but he gave up, I think, a two-run home run and a solo job. So he's at home. I don't trust him. I really don't. And I also have a concern. I always have this concern coming off a Yankees series where it means less and they don't meet the moment, because the game, the next game is still important. It's just as important as Sunday night's win against the Yankees. I hate to do it. I don't want to do it, but I think they lose game one.
Bold. We like the bold. Terry, who do you have winning game one?
I don't think it's super bold because even I have the Red Sox losing game one. Bayo has only logged 9 innings against Oakland. Jeremy pointed out part of that. He has an even 10.00 ERA against them. Interestingly, Oakland on Saturday put up a 19 spot on the Baltimore Orioles. So they were 4 out of their last 10 going into Saturday. So I guess they won that game, but then they lost today in the finale. So they're either still 4 out of 10 or they're 5-5, you know, haven't been terrible in the last week and a half or so. And I just don't trust Bayo at the moment, even off of a decent start. His opponent, Joey Estes, has had a pretty decent last few games. He had a 9-inning shutout against the Angels, only struck out 4, but still very efficient through 9 innings. Start before that, again, against the Angels, 5 2/3, gave up 2 runs, but struck out 8. So if the Red Sox come into this game sleeping, you know, who knows? Duran's not coming off a good series. Neither is Hamilton, O'Neill. I can see Oakland kind of pulling the rug out from under us and taking game one. And the Red Sox haven't been very good in game one of most series this season. So there's another nugget for you.
You and those nuggets, Terry.
Sweet and sour sauce.
There you go, kid. So I wanted to pick Brian Bayo, and then I'm looking at Joey Estes' numbers, and he did have that 5-hit shutout against the Angels, who are not really prepared to face, you know, real hitting. And then you see the 6 1/3 against Seattle, 5 innings against Seattle. He allowed 1 run on 3 hits, registered both games with a win, struck out 10, only allowed an earned run, and that earned run was a home run. I'm not really that intimidated by Oakland, and you did bring up the fact that this is just after a Yankees series, but I want to believe that Brian Bayo is going to do everything possible to prove that he's exactly where he's supposed to be and he should not get optioned. So I'm going to give Bayo and the Red Sox game one. So Lori, start your sweep counter. So far, that's 1-for-1 for me, 0-for-1 for Terry, 0-for-1 for Jeremy. So really, there's only one person you need to be concerned about, Lori. I hope you're taking notes. So that's Terry and Jeremy for Oakland, myself, Charlie, for Boston. Game two, we have Nick Pivetta going up against J.P. Sears. Jeremy, who you got?
So Sears had back-to-back starts against Minnesota, and in those two starts, he combined for 5 2/3, 18 hits, and 12 earned runs, which obviously significantly ballooned his ERA. Since then, he's had a quality start against Arizona, and on July 4th, he had a 5 innings, 2 hits, no earned runs. I was at the Pivetta start where he carried a no-no into the sixth. He was phenomenal. By the way, seeing him live, he's an intense, no-nonsense, what's the term? He has rhythm to the way that he presents himself. And when he's going, you can really tell that he's a confident guy. My only problem, because Bayo also had a get-right start against the Marlins, my only problem, again, with regards to Pivetta's get-right start is it was still against the Marlins. However, the Red Sox are a good team, and the Athletics are not, and I think they find a way to win this game. I do expect Pivetta to pitch well, so I'm going to take the Sox in game two.
Terry.
I will also take the Red Sox in game two. I don't think it's a slam dunk. I do think JP Sears could come in and just kind of catch you sleeping, much like I thought could happen in game one. But this should be – this team isn't this should be a team that Pivetta should cruise easily through six innings. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets – through seven. It's a lose-lose situation for us when Pivetta doesn't pitch well, because number one, you're losing, and number two, if we do decide to be sellers, his value's dropping. So I want a big start from Pivetta here. I think he can do it. I think this is a team that, again, not very overpowering, and the Red Sox should put up at least a five spot here and win pretty handily. So that's my pick for game two.
I am also going to pick the Red Sox here. I think that Pivetta is just going to keep building on the second worst team in the American League. The only team that's worse than them is the Chicago White Sox. And I think there's only one or two guys in that Oakland Athletics lineup that you should really be concerned about. Mix that in with the fact that their starting pitching doesn't terrify me. I'm going to go with Pivetta in game two. I don't care that the Marlins was the get right game for him. He showed us grit. He carried a no hitter again, 6 innings into that game that you got to see, Jeremy. I remember thinking of you watching that game. I can't pick against Pivetta right now. So that's 2 for 2 for me for Boston. That's going to bring us to our third game in this one. We have Tanner Houck going up against Oakland's Hogan Harris, who definitely wins coolest almost wrestler name. Terry thought of you. Jeremy, who do you have winning game three?
So my analysis is he doesn't go deep in games. In his last 10 starts, he's gone 6 innings twice. However, he also hasn't given up more than 3 earned runs in his last 9 starts. So he's keeping the Athletics in the game. I don't love the lefty matchup against this lineup. I don't think they're going to do what they did against the Yankees, where Cora just put out an 8-man plus Rafael, a left was the other way against Cole. I'm sorry. I don't like the lefty matchup. Just we're so left-handed reliant, and coming off a series where we really weren't great offensively, only 22 hits. Devers had 5 of those. Houck's the big question mark for me. We've talked about it a lot on the pod. He's passed his previous innings mark. He's trending the wrong way. Again, this is a get right team as far as the lineup. Houck only threw 68 pitches in his last start. I'm going to go Houck. I don't feel comfortable about it. I think the Sox find a way to win the series, but I don't love it, and I would not be surprised if they lost this game.
Terrence.
I'm going to pick Tanner Houck as well. I'm not really worried about him. If the other two don't figure it out, I mean, my confidence in Houck would be a little bit higher, but here's something I'm looking at. So Monday is an off day. which for most of the people listening, that's today. Hauk's scheduled to go game three. Why not just skip him? It's a cupcake series. It should be. I mean, if everybody just lives up to their potential here, just skip him, run it out through the Royal Series. Then you got the Home Run Derby on Monday, a week from today. Then you got the All-Star game the night after on Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday are off games. And then just start him on July 19th against the Dodgers. Get him some rest. Like, what other scenario would be more ideal than this?
I don't hate it.
To get him some rest. That's what I would do. You know, we're 9 games above 500 at the moment. The Royal Series right before the break, obviously, that's going to be tough. But I would do that. I would get him some rest, let him come in, you know, against the Dodgers. That's actually going to be on the West Coast. But let's be a little proactive. And I'm the guy who's always getting on Cora for resting these guys too much. But if anybody needs it right now, it's Tanner Houck.
In the alternative, Terrence, what about throwing Wink in this game on regular rest and giving Houck another day and starting him in the obviously more important Kansas City series?
It's more useful. I could see us easily dropping 2 out of 3 in that series. So
that might change if Houck's on 7 days rest.
Exactly. Yeah, you're just giving yourself a better chance. I'm trying to see real quick. Is Richard Fitz on the 40 man? Let's see.
While you're looking that up, let me give my take. So, upset special. You guys each had Oakland winning the first one, Boston winning game 2 and 3. I say upset special because it's going to make Lori upset. I'm picking the Boston Red Sox to sweep the Oakland A's for the second time this year. There's a chance that I could be wrong. And to quote one of my dear friends from a couple years ago, I reserve my right to change my opinion if a different starter ends up coming up. I don't remember the name of the guy that came up with that quote. Good looking guy, big guns. No, Jeremy, that's you. We all know that. So I think in this case, if they end up doing something like that, we're going to have a little asterisk next to this game because we all had the idea that it was going to be a certain starting pitcher. If they end up doing exactly what you two talked about, which I really don't hate that at all, because you do want to have your better starter against the better team. And let's face it, Oakland is not that. If you have the opportunity to give your main guy one extra day, why not? You're about to have a little bit of a break anyways. Why not do it? So I do have the Boston Red Sox sweeping this one, but you know, I'm curious to see what they do. And literally, if you know, front office is listening, this is something they should definitely tinker with. Terry, did you were you able to find out if
yeah, on 40? Negative on the 40 man would have been nice, but you've got some guys down there you can DFA. Brandon Walter is still on the 40 man. He's never going to see the light of day. That Japanese guy we claim from the Rays. I think he's only a reliever anyway. Could toss him. You could make it work, and then you'd have to not start him accordingly. But you know, he's going to debut, I'm pretty confident, at some point this season, whether we're contending or not. I think Richard Fitz will pitch his first MLB game this year. But just thinking outside the box.
We'll see. Anything you want to add, Jeremy? Nope. Cool. All right. Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at the Bastards. Everyone have a good one. Take care.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.